Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am the host, Ms. Mendez, and tonight's episode will be about how to invest your money for beginners. Warren Buffett once said, "If you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die." And according to Investopedia, an investment is an asset or item acquired with the goal of generating income or appreciation over time. Appreciation refers to an increase in the value of an asset over time. When an individual purchases a good as an investment, the intent is not to consume the good, but rather to use it in the future to create wealth. Investment is a form of delayed gratification, with the mindset to generate wealth and not just monetary riches. The significance of an investment is essential because it provides financial freedom and leverage for your future pursuits and endeavors. When an investor uses their own capital to invest their money in it at uncertain risk, especially when and investors are interested in stocks and ETFs accounts. On the contrary, investments can also be of use when an investor uses their capital in the right vehicle accounts, such as a bond account or short-term or long-term certificate of deposits. Investment can ensure a secure future for those who choose to use the capital they can afford to lose or gain a return on their investment. So tonight on the Memoirs of Her, I will be sharing some insights on the various types of investments and how to invest your money for beginners. So first things first, what are the types of investments? I talked about what investment means, right? So what are the type of investments? We have a list of types of investments. We have money marketing account, we have mutual funds and index funds, we have stock market, we have bonds, a 401k, a high yield savings account, and then we have a short term certificate of deposit, and lastly we have an exchange trade fund. Now I'm going to break down which each investment entails and what it means, and I may give an example to give more description and context to it. Okay, so the first things first, one type of investment is money market account, right? A money market account is a high yielding interest bearing account at a bank or credit union referred to as a money market deposit account. For example, let's say you invest $10,000 and put it in a money market account with a 3.25% to 5.46% rate. You'll earn approximately $325 to $545 in interest 1 year. Typically, a great investment is between $500 and $25,000. So that's how you would be able to generate income with a money market account, but you have to pay attention to the interest rate. Now the next is a mutual fund and index fund. A mutual fund is a type of investment account that pools money from many people to invest in a variety of assets like stocks, bonds, or other securities. Otherwise, an index fund is a type of mutual fund or exchange fund with a portfolio matching or keeping track of a financial market index. A stock market, on the other hand, stock market is a share in an IPO. What is an IPO? An IPO is initial public offering of a major or small business company, including a claim in the company's earnings and assets. Bonds. A bond is a fixed income known as an instrument used by the government and companies to raise money by borrowing from investors. Now, the types of bonds that are existing are corporate, municipal, treasury, junk and bond funds. Those are like the three main bonds that are existing as far as a financial instrument that you can use to invest in. Now, 401k, this is when you working for a company and you've been there for some time and you're on the verge of retirement. 401k, pension, which I will talk about later on in the show, is what comes in to play as far as financial stability for you after you leave the employer and retire. So usually a 401k, it's a savings account for retirement at a tax advantage and is sponsored by a person's employer. So based off of what you put into the 401k, your employer will match it. And that's how you get a 401k. I think in most cases, sometimes a pension is also a little different. But like I said, I will give more context to it. But this is just goes to show that with the 401k, it's just like a savings account. You're just putting away money for in the future for when you do retire from that company. Okay? Now, a high-yielding savings account. A high-yielding savings account is similar to a savings account. Only difference is the interest rate is much higher than an average savings account. Therefore, the money you invest will yield more funds than a typical regular savings account. A short-term certificate of deposit. A short-term certificate of deposit has a maturity term of less than 1 year. And there are some banks offering short-term certificates of deposit with varying maturity terms. Okay. And then lastly, we have exchange trade fund, ETFs. That's what it stands for, ETFs, exchange trade fund, is a bundle of assets in which an investor can buy and sell during market hours to diversify one's portfolio. Okay, so with that being said, now that I have shared all of the types of investment tools that you can look into, now I am going to talk about how to start investing your money as a beginner. So with that being said, I'm going to take a little short break and I'll be right back. Okay, and I am back. So now I'm going to go into how to start investing your money as a beginner. Now, I know some of you are curious and it's a good idea to actually invest your money. As Warren Buffett said, if you don't learn how to make money in your sleep, then you're going to always work until you die, which is just a hypothetical. You know, it doesn't make it true. but it's just a obvious statement as far as if you aren't, you know, allowing your money to work for you rather than you working for your money. So it's a good idea to learn about finance, you know, finance 101, what is it all about? And then to get into investments and understand what that is all about. So that way you can secure your financial future. Okay. So that way, you know, you can make plans and have a little bit more leverage and purchasing power in the future when you think about investment. Okay. So step number one is to take the time out to do your research, as I just mentioned. An investor must understand the type of vehicle they are putting their money into, in which I listed above. There are various types of investment vehicle and tools that you can look into further and invest your money into. Step number two is to determine how much you plan to spend and invest. Now notice the key word here and the key word in step one. The key word in step one was to research. You have to do your research. And the key word here in step two is to determine how much you plan to spend and invest in. Okay, an investor must consider their ability to invest their money and the amount they are investing. You have to consider the dollar amount. As an investor, you must have enough capital to pay monthly expenses, including an emergency fund as well. Overall, as an investor, you must meet all of your daily life obligations before investing. Step number three is to understand the liquidity restrictions. Keyword here is to understand. So you have to make sure there's no misconceptions, there's no misunderstandings, and that you understand clearly what the liquid restrictions is. Liquidity and restrictions, excuse me. So as an investor, you must understand some other investors may have less liquid than others, which can be difficult to sell. And some investments are locked in for a long period of time and can't be liquidated. And you have to know when an investment can be bought and sold at any time. That includes with your savings account or even if you're in the stock market. This really applies for the stock market as well, as far as like an index fund or a mutual fund in particular. This is what this applies to. So you have to be very diligent when it comes down to buying and selling, especially when you are on the stock market and you are trading, making trades, buying and selling. Okay. And then number four is to research the tax implications on ROI. ROI stands for return on investments. Now, the key word here, once again, is to research. Okay? As they always say, knowledge is power, and power is knowledge, what you know, and you educate yourself, right? So, research the tax implications on an ROI. Some investments are tax adverse when buying or selling, and when some short-term capital is unfavorable, it gains tax rates. Okay. So this is why you have to do your research on the return on investments. And then we have number five. Number five is to gauge your risk preference. Meaning you have to try to like estimate what is your risk preference, right? Is when investing, when you're investing your money, there's always a risk, especially when you are into the stock market. There's a risk that you will gain money. And there's a risk that you will lose money. Okay, so a risk in losing money is a high probability just as much as gaining money, which is a gain, not a loss, excuse me. And you being able to multiply your investments and being able to continuously have that purchasing power to buy and sell when you do generate a gain in your finances, investments. So it also means you may end up with less money than what you started out with. So number one, you have to reduce the amount you are investing to the amount you are comfortable with losing. I'm going to say that again. You reduce the amount you are investing to the amount you are comfortable with losing. Okay? And this is how you gauge your risk preference. And then explore ways to minimize or mitigate your risk. Okay? And then lastly, step number six is to consult an advisor as a last resort. Okay? A financial professional can provide guidance, give their advice about the market, and help you gain access to online platforms for you to make an investment. So it's something to look into, you know, and to be able to get get an experience with what it's like to invest your money. Sometimes you could do a small dollar amount and see what happens. One platform that I use in particular is called Webull. And Webull has an AI where they can generate a platform to where they can help you to invest your money into certain stocks. Like, it's like the AI on the Webull do the research for you instead of you manually doing the research, and it kind of like points you in a direction to where you can invest your money for the time being, depending on how much money you have to invest in and willing to lose as well. So with that being said, you know, I feel that it doesn't hurt to be able to take an extra, let's say, $500 or $1,000 that you may have that you can afford to use and not just waste. So you normally know that you'll take $500 or $1,000 and it'll just go to mundane things that you do throughout your daily life or activity, or sometimes the bills, right? But let's say that all of your bills and all of your responsibilities and obligations are taken care of. You can take that extra $500 or an extra $1,000 and just put it into a savings vehicle or an investment stock, and to have it to multiply, or you generate an interest amount of income from that savings account, or you can generate income from based off of the stocks that you invested in. Because most times what happens when you invest in stocks is that sometimes when the market goes up, the shares goes up and multiply. So for example, let's say if you buy a share in the stock market at $5 and you buy like 20 of them, right? And then the price of the stock goes up all the way up to $20. So if you got 10 of them, right, you have to times 20 times 10 as far as what you will get from it, right? Because you bought 10 shares at $5, and then the amount, because the market goes up, went up to $20. So now you have 20 times 10 of the shares that you bought. So now you generated an income that you purchased the stocks initially at $50, but then you made a $150 profit just by the stock market going up. Okay, now in some cases, let's say if the stock market goes down for whatever reason, and you know, you invested your money, your $50, you lose that $50 if the stock market goes down. So it's a win-win situation sometimes, and sometimes it's a win-lose situation. But it's all in the idea of how much are you willing to risk, how much are you willing to invest and risk in your money and things of that sort. So I think the key thing here is to understand finances just as much as investments, and see which investment vehicle works for you. And you just try it out and see. Sometimes you can have a diverse portfolio where you have a little bit of bonds, you have a little bit of, stocks, and you have a little bit of certificate of deposits going on. Sometimes in my case, I think that in most cases, a short-term certificate of deposit is something that you could invest in as far as investing your money and getting a high-yielded return on it. Like that's just to start out as a beginner to see where it goes and to see if this is something that you would like to do. And then you can also look into bonds and look further into 401ks for your company and see what percentage they are willing to match with your contributions, and just to try to like tally up how much would you get at the end of your retirement years from your employer matching your contribution and things of that sort. You have to determine, would that work for you according to the ways of how the economy changes and things of that sort, because the value of a dollar may decrease. I'm not saying that it's factual, but the way the economy is going, there may be a difference, and you got to worry about in the future, hey, is this dollar amount going to be worth anything in the future? So you got to be able to think of that and think about the investment that you want to get into. So that way, if and when you do retire, you can live comfortably with the dollar amount that you receive. Okay? And understand that if the value of a dollar is decreasing, then it's something else that's increasing, right? Such as gold, and that's starting to have more value than an actual dollar, okay? And being able to understand the evolution of just money and, you know, how things are going to be changing, because it may not just be a paper dollar amount. Sometimes it could just be us just using a debit card and it just being a dollar amount or whatever it's in our account, which we have evolved into, because there's barely anyone who use cash nowadays. Everybody's always using a debit card or making an ACH transaction, you know, during with their account. So it's like almost as if people are barely even dealing with cash. So that's something that we have to take the time out to be able to look into and to see, you know, what the currency will be like, you know, 5 or 10 years from now. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us know that when we go to other countries, that their currency is different from the USA currency as far as the amount and what people would have to spend in a country versus in the state. So the dollar amounts are different. So there's something to, it's really an interesting thing to look into as far as the dollar, the currency value within countries and states, and the value amount, and understanding what would it be like 10 or 15 years from now. That's just my opinion. And I also think that with the savings account that I mentioned before, which were the money market account, the mutual funds and index funds, the stock market, the bonds, 401k, the high yield savings account, short-term certificate of deposits, and exchange trade funds. Those are the various types of investment tools and vehicles that you can invest your money in once again. And you got to see once again what works for you. Can you afford to put $500 in a money market account and then yield at least $45 in interest? So let's say you started out with $500, but in the end, because it's a short-term certificate, a money market account, you earned an interest from interest $45, okay, within 1 year. So anything that's less than 1 year is considered a short-term certificate account. Okay, so if any of these things that I mentioned to you sparked an interest, it is worth your time to do further research and to look into how can you allow your money to work for you, and how you can invest your money to work for you in your sleep. Okay, you want to be able to make money in your sleep, because at the end of the day, it all boils down to time, money, and energy. So what are you investing your time in or spending your time in? What are you investing your energy into? And how are you allowing your money to work for you rather than you work for your money? Okay, so the way I look at time, money, and energy is your time, you can never get that back. Okay, you can never get back time. And as far as your energy, it has a lot to do with your health. Okay, if your health deteriorates, you can't get that back. Neither can you get the possessions or things that you may have invested in to take to your grave. You can only pass it on to a loved one. Okay, generational wealth, right? But the whole idea and the concept is generating wealth, right? And when it comes down to your energy, you want to, just as much as wealth is important, you want to make sure that your health is in alignment as well, that you're taking care of yourself. Because if you don't have the energy, you don't have the intellect to be able to invest the money in, then how are you going to generate this wealth? So health is wealth before finances. And then you have to think about ways of how can you obtain financial security and stability and just establishing wealth for your family, your children's children, and generations to come, right? And then your money. You can have all the money in the world, but money is what helps, is the answer to all things. Not all things, such as your health, but as far as daily life and daily activities, money do permit you more things versus than being in a lack situation. Okay, so with that being said, I hope that you guys were able to get something from tonight's show, and I thank you for taking the time out for listening to The Memoirs of Her. I'm gonna take a little break, but you guys, thank you again, and bye bye.